South African leader Jacob Zuma arrived in Zimbabwe today to assess the state of a power-sharing agreement set up to end a decade-long political and economic crisis. President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe and his old rival Morgan Tsvangirai formed a unity government last year, which has stabilized the economy. But Western donors have held back aid crucial to helping rebuild the country, demanding Mugabe first implement concrete human rights and democratic reforms. Zuma has said he disagrees with the view that more pressure in the form of sanctions is the way forward, though the spokesperson for London's Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, told us that recent events suggest that Zuma is playing a double game.
He came to the UK earlier this month to ask for the lifting of the targeted sanctions against Mugabe and his allies. The move was rather a puzzle, as the European Union had already renewed the sanctions for another year, so Gordon Brown was unlikely to change his attitude. And the United States and indeed even Switzerland this week have also renewed the targeted sanctions. I was at the South African High Commission when Zuma arrived to be confronted by a crowd of very angry Zimbabwean exiles, saying that he was a disgrace to support Mugabe. But there's a suggestion that Zuma is playing a double game. The British Foreign Secretary, David Miliband, speaking in Parliament recently, made some rather curious comments, questioned about the Zuma attitude to Zimbabwe. Miliband said that Zuma was playing, in his words, a careful hand and playing it well. Well, this passed unnoticed, really. But there's a suggestion that perhaps President Zuma is trying to reassure Mugabe that his interests are being looked after, while at the same time is urging that they should put aside their differences, go for elections. And the big question then would be, how are they going to be free and fair?